This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report. But
a lot to get into here this morning. First things first, though. How about them Braves, y'all? The Atlanta Braves continuing to assert their dominance in the NL East, just like we talked about on Friday. You show the Miami Marlins that they got no shot to compete with the big dog. You show the Marlins that, look, y'all are better. Y'all are a solid team. But y'all ain't ready to rock with the big dogs yet. Y'all just not on that level yet. It's levels to this. And y'all aren't on the Atlanta Braves level. The Miami Marlins had an opportunity to come in here, maybe gain some ground on the Atlanta Braves if they would have won the series. But they weren't able to get it done. The Braves came in here, really took care of business at home. I say came in like they went anywhere. The series was at home. The Braves took care of business at the friendly confines of Truist Park. And they showed the Miami Marlins, look, y'all are a good story this year, but the best team in Major League Baseball is in y'all division, and y'all aren't touching us, and y'all aren't ready to touch us. Period. Point blank, period. You didn't give the Marlins any hope. The Braves didn't give the Marlins any chance of life. They came in, took care of business, and stepped on the next of the Miami Marlins. And again, anything can happen. God forbid, I'm knocking on whatever this table is made out of. You don't want to see any injuries, especially with how well the Braves are cooking right now. But the Braves did all they could to show that the NL East is just about over and done with. Again, I ain't going to say it's over. I ain't going to go all salicata on y'all this morning. But the Braves showed exactly why they are the best team in baseball. They showed exactly why they're on their way to winning another NL East championship. And the Braves showed exactly why they should be the favorite to win the World Series this year. They take care of business. They do what they got to do. And they don't let anybody get in their way. We'll get into some numbers here in just a second. I do want to say what's up to my girl Noelle, though, holding it down to West Georgia grads. Not on a Wednesday, though, but we holding it down here on a Monday. How you doing this morning, Noelle?
I'm doing great. I'm going to go ahead and throw some. I'm going to go ahead and throw one number at you, Dylan. One number.
What's up?
The number party started.
Yeah.
They ran that boy off the mound in 35 pitches. 35 pitches on Saturday.
And that's supposed to, and that's the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner. They threw off the mound in 35 pitches.
Two home runs and six pitches. Yeah, I was counting pitches. That's how insane that game got. I was just counting pitches at that point. How many pitches is he going to get to before he gets yanked? Not even innings. Pitches.
35 pitches. Thank you for that number too, Noel. That's a great number. 35 pitches. He was out of there. That's all he got. That's all Sandy Alcantara got. Braves offense continues to hum. Spencer Strider got off to a little bit of a rocky start. He locked in, though. Finished with 6 2/3 innings pitched. Only giving up 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts for the boy. So it was a very, very good day for Spencer Strider. He gets his 10th win of the season. Braves are now 15-2 when Spencer Strider is on the mound. And Noel had a good number for you. I'm going to give y'all some numbers as well. The Braves now, if you don't know, on an 8-game winning streak. They've now won 10 games in a row at Truist Park. So 10-game winning streak at Truist Park. They've won 9 series in a row, so haven't been beaten in 9 straight series. They also now have the best winning percentage in baseball, technically the best record, because after their victory yesterday, they jumped over the Tampa Bay Rays. Even though the Rays have one more win than the Braves do, the Braves are at 56-27, the Rays at 57-29. The Braves have the best winning percentage at .675, Tampa Bay at .663. The Braves also have won 16 out of their last 17. Only loss was that 10-11 loss to the Cincinnati Reds on June 23rd. And we know the Reds at that time were streaking. They were on an 11-game win streak. Braves also 23-3 over their past 26 games with a 7-game winning streak and 2 8-game winning streaks in that. So the Braves straight up cooking. By the way, the month of June has been their month these past couple of years. They won 21 games this month. That's tied for the single most wins in a month in the Atlanta era of the Braves. The last time the Braves won 21 games in a month, though, was June of last year when they went 21-5. They went 21-4 this month. So the winning percentage at 840 is the best winning percentage for a single month in franchise history. And since the start of June, the Braves have 3 separate winning streaks of at least 7 games. A 7-game win streak and 2 8-game win streaks, and 1 of those 8-game win streaks is currently active right now. So I say all that to say, the Atlanta Braves are hot, but not only are they hot, they're the best team in baseball right now. Point blank, period. And the main takeaway for me from this series is that you didn't give the Marlins any hope. I think that is the biggest thing we should take away from this. You gave the Marlins no hope. You did what you were supposed to do at home, sweep a team that you are clearly better than. Because look, at the end of the day, somebody's got to be second place. Somebody has to be in the NL East. So it was just the Marlins. But just because they're a second place team doesn't mean that they have a chance to compete with you. It doesn't mean they're still in the same atmosphere as the Atlanta Braves. And after what we saw this weekend, they're clearly not in the same atmosphere as the Atlanta Braves. They're clearly not on the same level as the Atlanta Braves. So the Braves did exactly what they needed to do. Didn't give them any hope. Didn't give them any life. Didn't let them think for a split second, oh, we got a chance to make up a little ground here. Maybe we can stay in within striking distance of the Braves and maybe, you know, we can win the NL East this year. Maybe we got a chance. No, no, no. You really don't, Marlins. Sorry, Miami. This ain't y'all year. This ain't y'all time. The Braves are still the king. Let's get to a little post-game sound as well. Let's first hear from Spencer Strider. Actually, no. Let's first hear from Brian Snicker, because we'll get into this more in 10 minutes, but the Braves do set a new franchise record in All-Stars. Because all those numbers I gave you, that usually leads to a lot of accolades. And one of the first many accolades to come to this team is how many All-Stars they have. 8 All-Stars for the Atlanta Braves. And again, that is a franchise record. They had 7 All-Stars twice in the past before. Once in 2003 and another time in 1997. But now they got 8 All-Stars after the reserves got announced yesterday. And we'll announce those when we go around the A here in about 9 minutes. But do want to let you hear Brian Snicker on setting a new Braves All-Star record, because it's something special. And we'll let you hear Ron Washington, but we'll save that one for the next segment. But here's Brian Snicker talking about setting a new Braves All-Star record.
No, that was awesome. That was, I tell the guys every Sunday before the All-Star game, I guess, or that, you know, week when we do this, that's the one meeting I always look forward to. I have a lot of meetings over the course of the time, and you don't really look forward to them, and you're nervous about them. That's the one you always look forward to. And to tell those guys, you know, when I went in with that big stack of invitations that they have and told them, that was pretty special. I mean, it was really, really probably the best one I've ever been a part of today. And I've been a part of some really cool things. but just to have 8 guys was really something special for the organization.
Super special. I mean, that does not happen very often. Not only, obviously, for the Braves, the first time in franchise history, but for any team. First of all, when you just in the era of fan voting, it's hard to get that many starters that the Braves had in. Had 3 starters. That's the most this year, tied for the most, because the Dodgers had 3, and I think the Rangers had 3 on their side as well when you talk about the American League. So in the era of the fan vote, it's hard to have 3 or more starters. And then, obviously, you have to have a really good team to get the reserves that the Braves had as well. So that is quite the accomplishment for the Braves. And again, we'll get into the reserves and here in just a couple of minutes. But I do want to let you hear from Travis d'Arnaud as well. Travis d'Arnaud, obviously, Brian Snicker there was just talking about how special it is for the Braves to have 8 All-Stars. Well, Travis d'Arnaud talked about another special thing the Braves are doing, which is going on another extended winning streak. Here's Travis talking about the Braves' latest 8-game winning streak.
It feels really good. You know, more importantly, to win the series is more important to me than the 8 in a row. The 8 in a row is cool, but the 9 series in a row is what it's all about.
He brings up another very good streak the Braves are on, winning 9 series in a row. He says that one's way more important, which it is, because, again, we know this much. If you're winning series, if you're winning every series, which the Braves have did in the month of June, then you're going to be set up very nicely. You're going to end up winning a lot of baseball games if you're winning every series. And like I said, the Braves did that in the month of June. So, man, what can you say about the Atlanta Braves? Best team in baseball, 8 All-Stars, and guess what? Soon after the All-Star break, they'll be getting their best pitcher back. And soon after that, they'll be getting their 20-game winner back. So, reinforcements are coming for the best team in baseball, believe it or not. And some big reinforcements are coming for the best team in baseball. All right, we'll continue to show love to the Atlanta Braves. We'll announce who got the All-Star nod as reserves and a couple of pitchers made the All-Star team for the Braves as well. Atlanta United also, they get a big win. And really, around the A is going to be centered around Atlanta United because they got their biggest win of the season yesterday. And yesterday, that win salvaged what their season could be. Yesterday, that win from Atlanta United stopped their season from going in a tailspin. That right there, that win, was a fork in the road where their season could have gone one way or the other way, and they chose the more positive route. We'll explain it all next. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And the Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with you on a Monday morning. Hope you are doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're getting your week started off right. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my late night and early morning Uber drivers out there. Hope you are safe. Shout out to all my truck drivers moving the goods from state to state here on a Monday morning. Shout out to my people already at work. All my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing. Shout out to all my people already on the way to work too. Hope you all are doing well. And shout out to my people just listening in the bed right now. Shout out to y'all as well. Anyway, you're listening, I appreciate you tuning in. There was a lot going on in the Atlanta sports scene. A lot of winning going on too, as well in the Atlanta sports scene. So you know what we got to do? We got to go ahead and take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
We will start with the Atlanta Braves. They get a very nice 6-3 win over the Miami Marlins. Sweep the Miami Marlins and now are up 9 games on the second place Marlins in the NL East. Braves now 56-27. And the Marlins did get off to a okay start yesterday. They did get up 2-0 on the Braves to start things off. But we know the Braves offense is going to be the Braves offense. So fast forward to the second inning. Spencer Strider gets into a little bit of trouble. Like I said, go down 2-0. But bottom of the second inning, Braves come right back and start to rally. And it starts with Orlando Arcia, who was just the start of Sandy Alcantara's problems as he takes the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner deep.
Fracture that left wrist in early April, had his season disrupted, came back red hot. And he sends this out to center field.
R, see you later. You heard it there from Brandon Godden. That call courtesy of Brandon Godden and Bally Sports. So then it is 2-1. Fast forward to the bottom of the fifth inning after both pitchers lock in and stays 2-1 for a few innings until Ozzie Albies. Well, really, let me give Michael Harris his flowers as well. Michael Harris basically scores a run for the Braves by himself. So here's how the bottom of the fifth inning went. Orlando Arcia started things out by just a ground out to the pitcher. But then Michael Harris singles to left. He steals second base. Then he's safe at third on a throwing error. And then he scores on a wild pitch. So Michael Harris using all of his legs to help tie the game up for the Braves at 2-2. Then Ronald Acuna Jr. walks, and then Ozzie Albies. He stays hot, hits home run number 20 on the season, and gives the Braves a 2-run lead.
Here, Ozzie Albies in the air, down the right field line, drifting back is Soler. It's gone! Just enough! And the Braves have taken the lead!
And that would be all the runs the Braves would need, but of course they would add on some more as we fast forward to the top of the seventh. our man Arraez, who's nearly hitting 400. He makes it 4-3. But Travis d'Arnaud says, have no fear. And he hits himself a two-run home run. And that would be the final score, 6-3. Braves win it. And again, put the really chokehold on the Miami Marlins, the NL East. And they say, uh-uh. We the kings around this piece. And ain't nobody touching us anytime soon. So Braves win it, 6-3. But that wasn't the only good news the Braves would get. The All-Star reserves and pitchers were also announced yesterday. And the Braves, of course, got some more peoples in. So, All-Star reserves for the Braves. Matt Olson gets the nod, his second All-Star appearance. Ozzie Albies gets the nod, his third All-Star selection. And Austin Riley gets the nod as well, his second All-Star game appearance as well. As far as the pitchers go, Spencer Strider and Bryce Elder picked as pitchers in this year's All-Star game on the NL side. So five more Braves get All-Star nods, along with your three starters, Ronald Acuña Jr., Orlando Arcia, and Sean Murphy. So the entire Braves infield is in the All-Star game. Two as starters and three as reserves. Special, special stuff for the Atlanta Braves. And, I mean, just having, again, eight All-Stars, quite the feat. So, let's hear from Ozzie Albies talking about Ron Washington, because we all love Wash. We all love him when he's sending guys home and just getting that extra work in with the infield guys, making sure their gloves are good. I mean, we saw, what was that, last year's All-Star game and the year before, where Pete Alonso, our rival, one of the Mets, he even wanted to get some glove work during the All-Star break from Ron Washington. So, Ron Washington, well-respected around the entire league. Guys love him. And he's a good human being, too. Never met him personally, but hear nothing but good things about Ron Washington. So, Ron Washington was talking to Ozzie Albies in the entire infield, and Ozzie shared what Ron Washington had to say and shared his feelings on the entire Braves infield heading to the All-Star game.
Yeah, it's very, very special. You know, like you said, the entire infield, Wash was out there. He said he's probably the most emotional day of his career because all of his infielder went to the All-Star game. So it's very special for our team. And to have eight guys, I mean, that says a lot. We've been playing hard every single day.
And you love that for Wash because, again, not only is the entire Braves infield a testament to, one, just how good the entire Braves infield is and how good of players they are individually, but it also goes to show how well they work together as a team and how well coached they are by one of the best in the game in Ron Washington. So not only does that say a lot about what the Braves are and what Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, Orlando Arcia, what those guys do on a day-in and day-out basis and how they perform, but it also shows how well Ron Washington is coaching those guys up, how well he's working with those guys day-in and day-out, and the work that he puts in with all those guys in the infield. So it's a testament to both the Braves players, coaching staff, including Ron Washington as well, and it's such an amazing accomplishment for the Atlanta Braves. Austin Riley also talked about all the Braves All-Stars, and here's what he had to say about eight Braves being All-Stars this year.
Special. You know, it's awesome. You know, the group of guys we have here, you know, what we've done over the last month, it's just, you know, I think it's a testimony to just, you know, what we're, you know, capable of, 1-9. It's, you know, to have eight guys is, it's awesome.
It definitely is awesome for Austin Riley and the Atlanta Braves to have that many All-Stars on one singular All-Star team. So a lot of Braves, 8 of them, going to Seattle, and they're going to have a good old time. All right, I quickly do want to get to Bryce Elder and Spencer Strider. Let's first start with Bryce Elder on earning his first All-Star appearance because, again, Bryce Elder, we thought coming into this year, we just wanted him to be that fifth guy in the rotation, you know, that guy that is just okay and he's pretty good and he's just getting his feet wet and you just see the progression. You just wanted to see progression from Bryce Elder. Well, you've seen way more than that from Bryce Elder this year. Not only has he been good and has he been progressing this season, but leading the MLB in ERA, an All-Star for the first time this year, and he has been one of the only consistents in a Braves pitching staff that has been beaten up this year. Obviously, no Max Fried, no Kyle Wright, and Spencer Strider and Charlie Morton, those guys have been good as well. Don't get me wrong on that. But Bryce Elder has been just steady Eddie, steady Bryce, I should say, when it comes to the Braves pitching rotation this year. So here's Bryce Elder talking about earning his first All-Star appearance.
You know, it means a lot to me. Kind of, this year's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to put into words. I really enjoyed spending the time with a lot of these guys up here. Strider being one of them. I think we got something special going. The guys behind me, I can't thank them enough. Like I was saying the other day with, you know, Spencer, he's striking a lot of guys out. I'm not striking guys out. These guys are putting the ball in play, and the guys behind me, what they do is I wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for them. So I thank those guys and thank Travis and Murph for how committed they are to helping us. And I'm really thankful for the people around me that have allowed me to have this success.
Very professional words there from Bryce Elder, making sure he gives everybody else who helps put him in this position love. But Bryce, you have been great yourself. And Bryce knows that, and hopefully he takes in all the festivities and all the amazing things that come with being an All-Star. Quickly, let's get to Spencer Strider, too, as he also got his first All-Star selection. Let's hear Spencer Strider talking about what it means to him being selected by his peers.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I think that's one of the best gratifications there is in this game. It's just you know, knowing that the rest of the league and your teammates think highly of you and your coaches. And you know, like Bryce said earlier, I think the All-Star selection, it's a credit to the organization, if anything, and if nothing else. And you know, we have a lot of people that have put a lot into us and helped prepare us to be successful. And you know, I give a lot of credit to them. And you know, it's been impressive watching him do what he's done this year, and all the other guys that are going to Seattle. So yeah, we're really grateful for the way we've been viewed by the rest of the league and by our teammates.
It's great stuff. It's great seeing the Braves getting the respect, not only obviously from the fans, being popular with the fans, but also getting that recognition and that respect, like Spencer Strider was saying, from the peers, from their baseball peers, the players they play against, the coaches they go against. So it's just great to see your team get the respect they deserve, the players on your favorite team getting the respect they deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.